Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 28, and we will be starting the reading on verse 17 and ending the chapter and this book on verse 31. A fun fact. This book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 17, 3 days after Paul's arrival, he called together the local Jewish leaders. He said to them, "Brothers, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Roman government, even though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors. The Romans tried me and wanted to release me, because they found no cause for the death sentence. But when the Jewish leaders protested the decision, I felt it necessary to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no desire to press charges against my own people. I asked you to come here today so we could get acquainted and so I could explain to you that I am bound with this chain because I believe that the hope of Israel, the Messiah, has already come." They replied, "We have had no letters from Judea or reports against you from anyone who has come here. But we want to hear what you believe, for the only thing we know about this movement is that it is denounced everywhere." So a time was set, and on that day a large number of people came to Paul's lodging. He explained and testified about the kingdom of God and tried to persuade them about Jesus from the scriptures. Using the law of Moses and the books of the prophets, he spoke to them from morning until evening. Some were persuaded by the things he said, but others did not believe. And after they had argued back and forth among themselves, they left with this final word from Paul: "The Holy Spirit was right when he said to your ancestors through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go and say to this people, when you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them.' So I want you to know that this salvation from God has also been offered to the Gentiles, and they will accept it." Editor's note: verse 29 has been omitted from modern Bible translations because it's absent in the earliest manuscripts, which scholars largely agree date back to the time of the events described in the book of Acts. This verse was possibly added during the Middle Ages as a footnote. As a result, updated modern translations now place it in footnotes, preserving its connection to contemporary scripture versions. Here is verse 29. "And when he had said these words, the Jews departed, greatly disagreeing with each other." Now this is the finishing scriptures of the main text with 30 to 31. For the next 2 years, Paul lived in Rome at his own expense. He welcomed all who visited him, boldly proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. And no one tried to stop him. Once again, that was Acts chapter 28 verses 17 through 31 in the New Living Translation, with editor's note. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The mission of our lives is to be witnesses to the love of Christ. Stop and absorb that for a minute. Do your goals line up with this calling? Acts chapter 1 verse 8 lays out the Great Commission. We are to be witnesses for Jesus where we live and to the ends of the earth. Throughout the book of Acts, person after person has been shown obeying that mission, and there are countless others we never hear about who spread the gospel everywhere. There was hardship and opposition, but they did not stop, and neither can we. The book ends with Paul in chains, preaching the gospel in Rome. What happened to Paul? He was eventually executed in Rome by the emperor. Some think he was released and traveled again before he was executed. The book of Acts doesn't tell us because the book is not about Paul. It is about being witnesses for Jesus. Paul had made it to Rome, not the ends of the earth, but the center of the empire. The book ends as an invitation to continue the mission of Jesus, paying the price to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. This is our mission and purpose in life. Understand your call, be filled with the love of Christ, and share His love and truth with everyone you know. Here are some lasting thoughts at the end of this devotional series to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you be a witness for Jesus? How will you live His mission this week? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.